take the blindfold off yet, Jim?
Not yet.
Surprise!
Dick!
Oh, I'm sorry, comrades. I thought we were being ambushed.
Hasty, 1 year nursery.
Hasty, 1 year nursery.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Yes, you really shouldn't have.
So what are we celebrating?
The day we met, don't you remember?
Not really. No.
Sure you do. I ended up in the hospital. You made me go out and fight Apocalypse Cow.
Oh, yeah. That 50-foot tall fire-spewing bovine. She was a sticky wicket.
Apocalypse Cow.
Apocalypse, wow. Arthur is broken. Give me 200 cc's of tender-loving care. Stack.
Okay, what do we got?
Shock, confusion, possible neck injury, second-degree teeth tendon.
Fire. Big cow.
Apocalypse Cow is showing the worst job.
Nurse set herself a full x-ray's head and chest.
Yes, doctor.
Now, say, do you think you could soup him up a bit?
Excuse me?
Maybe give him a metal arm with a laser in it or something.
At first, I was sure it had all been a dream. That was comforting. But then, it had all happened.
Get a hold of yourself.
There's a mummy right behind you.
It was real.
Oh, no!
Ah, oh, good you discovered this.
That day, America
which
performed the
meant that the tick was real.
The atomic bomb.
And he was in my living room.
We need one of those.
Good morning, Arthur.
I am the Wild Blue Yonder, the front line in a never-ending battle between good and not so good. Together with my stalwart sidekick Arthur and the magnanimous help of some other folks I know, we form the Ying to Villainy's malevolent Yang. Destiny has chosen us. Wicked men, you face the tick.
Why are you here?
You know, I'm not sure, really. I was over there for a while, and then I was in the kitchen, and I just wandered around for a bit, and I ended up here.
I'm taking stock of our secret headquarters apparatus, making a list of everything we have at our disposal in our two-man war against evil. I believe the docking box will come in handy.
Oh,
docking box.
Oh, and I dug through your crime library.
What?
So many villains, a newspaper clipping monument to this city's dire need.
And these are mine, they're private.
Yes, and alphabetized, color-coded in those plastic tabs. Clearly another one of your special talents. It must be added to our list of resources.
Arthur's driving obsession to organize.
Yes, I'm anal retentive. Fine, believe me, I would change that if I could.
Good Lord, man. Retain that anus. One day its fruit may be the only thing that stands between us and total oblivion.
I don't know about you, Arthur, but if some guy brought up my anus the first time he came into my apartment, I would kick him out.
Believe me, I tried. Tick. About us and total oblivion. I'm not sure I'm ready for all this. I didn't realize everything was going to move so fast.
Well, neither did I. I've only been in the city for 24 hours. I've already got a secret headquarters and a sidekick who flies, no less.
See, now this is what I'm talking about. Who said that I was your sidekick? Who said that this is our secret headquarters?
Arthur, I know that our buddy picture is just beginning to bud, but I think it's time we grappled with the core of your being.
What?
I sense resistance.
Well, can you blame me? It's all happening so fast. I quit my job. That may have been a mistake. Then, boom, I'm burned by a giant cow. I wind up in the hospital. You know, there was this guy that I worked with, Metcalf. He decided to quit his job and try the superhero thing.
Good for him.
Yeah, well, apparently it didn't work out so well. Apparently now he needs a machine to poop.
That's unfortunate.
Who are you? You're in my house. I don't even know you.
You know me, Arthur. You always have.
I'm the you you want to be. The only thing stopping you from being me is you.
Well, that doesn't make any
sense. Come now, chum. Let's deal with the problem at hand. You want to be a superhero, but you're afraid.
It's really...
Believe me, I understand. I've heard of fear. And I've seen its effects. It's no good. Arthur, don't let fear's bad apple spoil the barrel of your virtue.
Virtue?
Yes, virtue, man. You're fat with it. When it comes to love for your fellow man, you're a fat, fat, fatty. And if you don't let some of that love out soon, you're gonna puff up and explode.
You know what? We can talk about this later. I'm gonna go out, get a bite to eat, you know, clear my head.
Check. Right behind you. And that is when Arthur decided unequivocally that we were a team, and we've been like this ever since. Thick as thieves. Well, you know, without all the stealing and marauding and so forth.
Now, hang on, Tig. I hadn't decided anything.
Oh, well, that was the day when the four of us all became one big happy family.
Happy? Yes, well, actually, I seem to recall Janet hating you, Tig.
Janet. Janet.
What?
I've asked you 5 times. You haven't given me an answer.
Okay, can you see that I'm busy?
Yes, and I respect that. I just need to know. Can you drive me to the mechanic? I need to pick up the Manuel Mobile.
I told you I would drive you when I am done.
Okay, good. So we're agreed.
Who else was present at the scene of the disaster? Oh, did I tell you I had the tics I checked out?
No.
Yeah, I tapped every source I had. FBI, CIA, Interpol, the Vatican Black Book. No one knows anything about him. Not one trace. Apparently he doesn't exist.
Not existing, yes, that is suspicious.
What weapons were used to combat the assailant? He threw a dump truck at Apocalypse Cow. A dump truck.
Yeah, dump trucks are heavy. What time do you think we might head over there? Because I think they close at 5.
Since everything was going fine. I had everything covered till this big blue idiot blows in from nowhere and turns everything upside down.
Any time before 5 is good for me.
Step 1. We need an arch enemy. The most powerful, deadly, and brilliant criminal mastermind we can find. Someone who will burn his fetid midnight oil, hatching up 1,000 plots to annihilate us. Someone with an easy commuting distance would be a plus.
Yes, I'll have the number 3, please.
Oh, yeah?
No, to go, please.
Captain Liberty, Pat Manuel.
Hey, it's the new guy. Sure, you can sit here.
Perhaps you two can help. I need a nemesis. The bigger, the better. The biggest, if possible.
What, do you think you're just going to roll into town and clean up our mess for us?
Yes, I do.
Oh, well, you're just great. Maybe someone should introduce you to a real supervillain, Tick, and stop all this fooling around.
Well, yes, that sounds right. Lay it on me.
I did not hate you. I just... Well, this is embarrassing.
Please, we're all friends.
Well, now, I didn't know you, and I was a little jealous, and frankly, I was just trying to kill you.
Let me see. Hmm. King Hurl. No, wait, he's in prison in Mexico City.
Rats.
Oh, well, here we go. Here we go. Electronimo.
Ooh, Electronimo.
Damn it, he opened a casino with his wife. They're all lightweights anyway. Now, Tick, I think someone of your caliber should go straight to the top.
You just point the way, little lady.
The terror... No, Janet, don't even joke about a thing like that.
What? I'm not joking. You're not joking, are you, Tick?
No, ma'am.
No, the terror is not a good choice, Tick.
Sure he is. He's the biggest supervillain of the 20th century. That is what you want, isn't it?
Absadoodle.
Janet, no.
Don't Janet me. Here, the number to the terror's private phone line. You should give him a call.
Sounds perfect.
No!
Hey, whoa there, Grabby.
We are not calling the terror. He's the worst arch criminal in history. He's been obliterating superheroes for decades. Superheroes who knew what they were doing.
That's my napkin.
Hold up.
Tick.
There you go.
Tick, let's go.
Yes, let's go indeed.
can't do it. The tiny bubbles.
Tiny bubbles in the waves. Makes me feel happy. Makes me feel...
heterosexual.
I can't believe you actually called the terror.
I can't believe I haven't been reimbursed for the purchase of this cake. You know, Batman's hard-earned savings don't grow on trees.
Here, are you happy?
Happy that I must humiliate myself to be reimbursed for the purchase of a cake?
I was 10.
Are you my wife?
No.
What year is it?
2001.
2001? That's a lot. Hello?
No! There you are, hiding deep underground, plucking the strings of your dark web of fear like a spidery harpo.
Hello?
Terror, you now face the Tick and his fearless sidekick, Arthur. We'll put an end to your reign of death. Your reign of you!
I just took my drowsy pills.
Evil never sleeps, mister.
Oh, leave me alone. I'm 112 years old. I'm done.
Don't be an Adolf Quitler.
Can't talk to me like that.
Yes, I can, Quitler.
I'm the Terror.
Le.
The world gasps at the mention of my name.
Big deal.
You think you can take me on, do you?
You got that right, you big weenie.
Bah! I'll fold you into my wallet and spin you on a whore.
I say ha again. A hollow threat. I am the swift arm of justice, and she's got a bee in her bonnet, buddy.
Stop chasing it. I'm going to tuck you in for a dirt nap, you betty.
You don't scare us, Terror. We've got right on our side. Oh, gotta go.
What was that, the Terror?
Yes, but...
Oh,
we got him on the ropes, chum.
You called him on my phone?
Well, isn't that what it's for?
Tick, it's my phone! Caller ID! Ah, now he can find out exactly where I live.
He can do that.
Yes, of course he can.
Magnificent beast. What other strange powers must he possess?
No, give me that... Hello?
You're gonna have a boot print for a face. Do you hear me, princess? I'm coming to get you. And your pansy sidekick off.
Giving the Tick the Terror's phone number was like giving a child a loaded gun, pointing at me.
I'm sorry. I was just a little hormonal.
Rally, Arthur, rally!
I should brush my teeth. I'd like to die with clean teeth.
Well, that is no way to talk.
Well, hygiene is very important to me.
No one ever said the job was going to be easy, Arthur. We'll be facing every conceivable sort of adversity. But inside that wretched nut of doom lies the life, the very life that you've always wanted. Come on, chum, don't be a crybaby. Be a trybaby.
And that's when I convinced you to form an inseparable bond of anti-villainy.
I had an anti-villainy. She lived in Queens. She liked cake.
Actually, I still had not decided.
Oh, don't be modest, chum. Your mind may not have been made up, but your heart was. I could tell by the way you unleashed that glorious, high-pitched battle cry. Oh, the dash of his knifey teeth, the flame shooting from his nostrils. He was 10 feet tall if he was an inch.
He wasn't 10 feet tall.
He was 7 feet tall if he was a day.
He was a head shorter than me. You're making this up.
No, I'm not. I'm making it good.
You've been paralyzed by my terror, Jess. Now you're at my mercy.
No, we're not.
Wrong skull.
You can't win, Terror. Because we are not afraid. Wow, you got old. I mean, I know you've been around for a while, but wow, you're extra old. You know, maybe we should wait until you feel better.
Just build like a... bad habit.
Your Really, is there anyone you want us to call?
Bite me. Oh!
Well, it's a little disappointing.
He stands triumphant, with another fallen fiend behind him. You can tell just by looking at him that he's got some pretty heavy things on his mind.
What are you talking about, and who are you saying it to?
Was I talking?
We are not triumphant. All we did was crank call an old man and give him a heart attack.
Well, it wasn't plan A, but it did the trick.
The terror is almost dead. Deserves to be dead. But instead of relishing your victory, you wish them off to the hospital.
Hindsight is 20/20.
Hindsight? You mean sight that comes out of your...
You're crazy.
Hey, don't knock crazy, Arthur, and don't you think that wrinkle party in there is down for the count. When you get in bed with evil incarnate, it always takes the covers.
Wow. He is old.
Arthur. Arthur! Wait!
Told me in the first place that you couldn't drive me, I would have taken a cab, okay, or a taxi.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize how late it was. I'll take you tomorrow.
Tomorrow is not tonight, okay? And how am I supposed to get home from here?
I will drop you off, okay? Just give me 5 minutes.
Janet!
I just found out that the tick and the terror both wound up in the hospital. What? I gotta check it out.
But Manuel had to take the subway 3 times that night.
Oh, please.
A superhero on the subway is very embarrassing. I almost got mugged, you know.
Almost. Someone hit you over the head and took your wallet.
I will not debate semantics with you, Cupid doll. Especially since it was I who first went eyeball to eyeball with the terror that night in the hospital. Vending machine coffee. It's come to this.
Got one. Now, I'll make you feel a bit better. And a bottle of hydrochloric acid.
Out of my misery, chum. When did you realize about us?
I'll tell you. I needed some time to sort out my thoughts. Everything was happening so fast. I wandered into the superhero recovery ward, and there I saw my friend, Metcalf. Remember the guy who needed a machine to poop?
I'm gonna need a machine to poop that friggin' cake.
That cake is made from the finest flour. Do not denigrate that cake.
Anyway, I realized what had been stopping me all this time from committing to being a superhero. You were right, Tick. Deep down, I was still scared. I almost get killed a lot.
You get used to it. Life is a quantity versus quality issue. Arthur, were you happy when you were normal?
No.
Do you want to help people?
Yes.
I don't see how you have a choice. You've been called, Arthur. No matter what the cost. No matter what the cost. Look at me. I need a machine to poop. But that's not going to stop me. I'm going to get right back out there. Granted, this machine will be a bit of a burden, but you can't let fear's bad apple spoil the beast.
Good day. And that's when I did it. That's when, for the first time, all by myself, I stood up to evil.
Hey, stop it!
I injured these rats, Daddy!
Oh, hey, you don't do that! You don't throw blood at a person!
Yes, I do. I'm the terror! I'm famous.
Oh. Well, that sounds promising.
my sidekick, body devil!
Well done, Arthur. Well done.
You fought the terror both externally and internally.
I did. You're right.
Of course, you heard the call and you answered it.
Feels pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess it does.
Huh? Hello? I got the poison lobster.
Well, this won't do at all.
Hey, you're a nice guy.
To Tick.
I think you avoided the big question, Arthur.
You know, they're right, chum. You can toast me till I'm burnt and crummy, but please, on this first anniversary of our duodom, answer the query. When exactly did you decide to make the leap of faith?
Okay. It's when I realized, Tick, that even though you were dangerous, homeless, and potentially insane, you're also right. We beat the worst supervillain in human history. Admittedly, somewhat after his prime. Okay, way past his prime. But still, we emerged triumphant. It was then that I realized we were destined to be a duo.
Could you run that by me again? I am sorry, but I wasn't listening.